So you said that you wanted me to describe to you, not necessarily an ideal date, but how I would like or imagine a date with you going. So I'm just going to do this in one go, otherwise I'm going to get too nervous and chicken out. Because telling you something like this is really vulnerable. I'm not always very good at asking for what I want, or even really knowing what I want, especially when I'm feeling a little submissive, because I'm good at following instructions. I'm good at being patient. I'm good at waiting. But if you say, "Tell me what you want, baby girl," I'll get shy and I'll stumble over my words and I'll struggle to formulate even a coherent thought, let alone sentence or description. But I like the feeling of being slightly out of my comfort zone. I like the feeling of openness and rawness of telling you what I want. And even though this isn't overtly sexual in activities, it's still very sexually charged. So how I would want a date night with you, should that ever happen, I want to meet somewhere where we can sit in a corner that's not completely secluded, but that's certainly not surrounded by people. And I want to be there before you come in. Because then I've been able to sit down and make sure that my hair looks good. Check that my lipstick. Well, do you know, I don't think I'd be wearing lipstick. Just in case. But make sure that my clothes looked good, that my collarbones were being shown off, that I was at a nice angle for when you walked in. And I'd want you to walk in and see me sitting at the table. And come over and smile and kiss me on the cheek and say hi. And take off your jacket and roll up your shirt sleeves, because I do like arms and rolled up shirt sleeves. And you're half looking at me whilst you're doing it, as if you know that I like your shirt sleeves rolled up. And you're half doing it because it's quite warm in here. And I'm really aware already of how easily I'm sinking into wanting you to direct conversation and wanting you to set the tone of the evening. But I want that because I want you to be in charge. And I'd bring something like, I don't know, a pack of cards or a silly little game that we can play to keep ourselves, occupied while we're talking and getting to know one another. And we do the standard, you know, check-ins and questions about normal things and get to know one another, and I'd keep flicking my eyes down to the top few buttons of your shirt that's undone, and your eyes had moved to my neck sometimes, where my hair just gently grazes against it, and my collarbones, which are wonderfully shown off in this top. And I'd find myself, even though we'd not said anything, getting a little bit flustered. And I'd notice little things about your body. Like I'd notice the way that when you reach forward to pick up a card or put a token where it's supposed to be or whatever game we're playing, as you reach forward, there's something in the movement of your fingers that just makes me imagine them sliding down my body, sliding inside me. And I think you notice. You notice the change in my body language. You notice the little intake of breath. But I won't make eye contact because I feel like it's already obvious enough that I'm turned on. I don't want to fully commit to that just yet. But I see that you smile, and we carry on as if it was nothing. And you ask me what I'm thinking, and the smile on my face makes it quite evident that I'm thinking about something sexy, that I'm thinking about you and me, but I can't say it, because I'm in this wonderfully comfortable space of wanting to please and wanting to be good enough. And I'm scared that if I say something that isn't what you want, that you won't be as intrigued by me. And also, I don't have such a clear idea of exactly what I'm imagining. And you seemingly accidentally nudge my leg with yours under the table. And I gasp and bite my lip. And I'm now aware of the fact that I'm biting my lip just because you touched my leg with yours. And I look up at you and catch your eye for a second. And the intensity, the soft intensity, gives me goosebumps. And I sit there trying to formulate a question or a thing to say. And really what I want is for you to reach over the table, put your finger under my chin, and pull me towards you and kiss me. Maybe you will. Because you can tell so much that that's what I want. But you don't. Not yet. Because you like seeing me squirm. You like seeing that I'm shy. And I like it. I like knowing that I have such physical tells. I like knowing that I have a flushed neck. That I can't stop licking my lips and biting them gently. That I can't get the half smile off my face as we continue playing this game that I mean, you've won every round off so far because I just can't concentrate. And you start asking me questions about the kind of sex that I like. About the words that I like to be used. And that's easy enough for me to throw those questions back and ask you my own and... When you mention the table, all I can picture is being bent over it, laid on my front, with you behind me, hands on my hips. So I cross my legs the other way, feel the wetness getting stronger, readjust my position in my seat. See that you need to do the same. And I tell you that I love being pushed against hard surfaces. That I like my back against a wall. That I like my back against a table. A kitchen counter. On the floor. That I like being held there. Not forcefully, I don't like threat, but I like you to be in charge. I like you to be the one calling the shots. So I tell you that I wish we were against a wall, and that I was standing with my back to it, and your hand against my throat, just gently, but with enough pressure that's a command to stay where I am. So I'm sitting here imagining you holding me against the wall, your other arm sliding down my body. Your fingers sliding over the front of my trousers and just cupping the pressure against me. And at this point I'm so turned on. And all we've done is sit and talk across a table. But I'm flushed, and I can hardly look at you. I can hardly look you in the eye, but I like to look at your lips. And I look at them now, and bite mine. And what I want is for you to reach over your fingertips. To lightly brush my neck, and for you to say gently, but with some authority, come here, as you pull me in to kiss you, your tongue on mine, your lips against mine, soft but with meaning, your hand on the back of my neck. I can feel the goosebumps all over my body, the tension, the anticipation of this, because it's only been a little while, but I've wanted you to kiss me for so long. And so I want you to come and sit next to me. Because kissing you is intoxicating. But you want to play the game a bit longer. As though you like teasing me, you like knowing and seeing that I can't concentrate. Knowing that I'll keep trying to answer questions and get flustered, knowing that I can't function because I'm too worked up. All from a kiss, and all from that commanding presence. And after a while and a little bit more talking, you stand up and you walk around the table. You sit next to me, closely so that your thigh brushes against mine as you sit down. And you slide an arm around my back. And the other one, you run up my throat. Oh, and I feel it in my nipples. And I feel it in my clit. And I feel it in the puddle that's getting bigger. And you tilt my head and kiss me again, but this time with your hand in my hair, your body leaning against mine. And I want to melt into you, I want to melt into your mouth, into your arms, into your hands. Oh. And you bite my lip. Oh. And then you kiss my neck, and I whimper. And I'm just about ready to do anything that you ask. And my body shudders and shakes. Because the anticipation, the tension. God, I want you. Hand up my thigh. Will you kiss me? Oh, I want the rest of the bar, the pub, the wherever we are, the rest of it to just melt away in the dark. And I want you to put your hand on my chest. Just over my breastbone and pushed so that I lean back against the seat. You kiss my neck. Oh, I want you to slide a hand on my trousers, up my thighs, and cup me, pressure over my clit. And you look. And you can see that I don't have my faculties. I can't say anything. I can't ask for anything. But there's a little look in your eyes that says, is this okay? And all I can do is nod, look you in the eyes, smile, and whisper, and you look at me and say, please what? And I don't know if you mean, please sir, or please do this, or please touch me. And you can see that in my eyes. And you say, what do you want? I want you to touch me. I want you to touch me. Please touch me. Good girl, you say. And you reach in. Kiss my neck some more. This time a bit harder with your teeth. And you slide your hand inside my trousers. Oh, inside the waistband, into my underwear, and I feel how wet I am, and you feel how hot and wet and ready for you, and there's not quite a growl, but a low from you. the people here right now. I don't care. I want you. You slide a finger inside me and you whisper in my ear, good girl. Good girl. You tell me that you like how wet I am. And I struggle to look at you. And so with your other hand, you put it under my chin and you tilt it and you say, look at me. So I do. I look you in the eye as your fingers start to curl up inside me. And you fix my gaze. Fuck. And I can't look away because I can see how much you like it. How turned on I am. How utterly yours I am right now. Against my clit, just as pressure. All your fingers are inside me. All curling up. Against my wetness and my warmth. Oh, and I can feel myself start to clench against you. And I look at you with a question and you say, yes, what is it? Tell me. Empty bit of wall. So you say I want you to slowly stand up. I'm not moving my hand. So I stand up with your fingers still inside me. And you lead me over to by the wall. You push my back against it. And you stand in front of me. You look me up and down. And you like what you see. Because I'm shaking gently. Shuddering with anticipation because your hand is still. And God, I want it to be moving. I want it to be moving. Oh, and you put your other hand against my throat. And you hold me to the wall. Oh, you hold me to the wall with a hand inside me and a hand on my throat. Oh, fuck. Please, please make me come. I want to come. I want it. I want this. I want this. Oh, fuck. Oh. Against tongue. I've been tasting you. Oh, fuck. And then you lean away from me so I can still feel you breathing on my lips. Oh, the hand moves from my throat to my breasts. Fuck, fuck, I'm gonna come. And I look at you because I don't want to come without permission. I'm so fucking close. Oh, you look at me and you say, I want you to come for me. Now. Oh, fuck. So tight in your fingers. Back arched against the wall. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Fuck. And I'm just looking at the floor. And you hold them up to my lips. So I suck your fingers into my mouth. I can see how much it hurts you on. And you smile. And you say, next time I want those lips somewhere else. Are you okay? And I'm wonderful. Oh, God. And I kind of want that to be the end of the date. Fuck. So that I'm soaking wet, and my body is tingling still from your touch as you put your coat on. Aware of the hardness in your pants, aware of my hunger for you right now. And you leave. Fuck. Until next time. God. That's what I want from a date with you. Fuck. So please. please.